This is George Smart with North Carolina Modernist Houses. I'm here today with Gil Slack at his home in Raleigh, which was designed originally by Carter Williams back in what year, Gil?
It was around 1951.
51, so early on.
Yeah, this house was finished in 1952. My wife and I were the second owners of this house. We didn't... You'd have to bear with me because my memory is not as good as it used to be. I'm 94 years old now. I have to stop and think a few seconds before I speak about something or dates. Recently, George, I've been thinking about it, and especially after you and I decided to meet today. I can't remember all the names of my classmates that I graduated with in 1953.
Well, let's pick up from there, Gil, because upon graduation, you went to work for Terry Wall, is that right?
Yeah, Terry Wall. Worked for Terry Wall for a year and a half. Now, Terry Wall was one of the teachers in the School of Design. I think he taught sophomore, no, maybe it was junior design. But anyway, I worked for Terry Wall for about a year and a half, and his work had fallen off to the point that he couldn't keep a couple of us in his office anymore. In other words, last in, first out.
And was Harry Bates there with you then?
No, I think Harry Bates had already gone on to New York. That's what I would think.
I think he left around 55, maybe, to go to Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill, somewhere in there.
He might have stayed in Raleigh a little longer than I remember. I got out of the Air Force in August 1948, and while I was in service, I had decided, as a matter of fact, I was doing a tour of duty in Alaska, and I had decided I wanted to study architecture. So in the summer of 1948, I left the Air Force. I decided that if I wanted to study architecture, it was to get out and go back to school and get it over with, get it done with. Or I'd been in the Air Force during World War II for about 5.5 years and either make the Air Force a career or study architecture. So I decided to go ahead and get out, leave the service, and I came back to Raleigh. I'm from North Carolina, grew up in eastern North Carolina.
Whereabouts?
In Beaufort County, between Washington and Belhaven, or Little Washington, we always called it, because that made you, people would know you weren't talking about Washington, D.C.
So what town did you grow up in?
Well, I grew up out in the country, actually. My father ran a manager for a big farm, about a 3,400-acre farm. It was primarily a dairy farm. At that time, it was the largest dairy farm in northeastern North Carolina. So I grew up with cows and horses and pigs and sheep, and graduated from nearby Bath High School in 1940. And in September 1940, I went to NC State in Raleigh, and I was 16 and a half years old. Furthest away I'd been from home at that time was Norfolk, Virginia. So after getting out of the Air Force, I came back to Raleigh and went to Henry Camp Hefner's office, who was then the dean of the School of Design, and he had just started the School of Design about a year before. I got there in September 1948, talked to the dean, Dean Camp Hefner, and he was willing to take me into the new freshman class of September 1948. But until I had talked to Dean Camp Hefner, I didn't know or realize that the architectural curriculum had been changed to 5 years. And that change was from prior to that, study of architecture was an elective in the School of Engineering. It was in Dean Camp Hefner's office. He told me the curriculum was 5 years. And I told him, well, I'd have to just do it out. But before I went into service in World War II, I had completed 2 years at NC State and completed the sophomore year. In the middle of my original sophomore year was Pearl Harbor. And that changed everything in the country after Pearl Harbor. I had gotten out of the Air Force and went home to Beaufort County and stayed about 2 or 3 weeks and then had to come back to Raleigh and enter the freshman class of the new School of Design. And then prior class of School of Design was a year before, because some of the students that are already in the architectural engineering program were juniors and coming seniors, and they could stay and graduate, and or they could stay and also enter the new 5-year program, and some of them did both ways. First actual freshman class of the new School of Design, starting the new School of Design.
Dale Blosser, does that ring a bell?
Dale Blosser rings a bell. He was in my freshman class. Are all those carryovers from the old architectural engineering course would be classified as freshmen in the new School of Design class. So we started out as freshmen in September 1948.
I'll read you some names. Charles Sappenfield, Bud Washburn.
Yes.
Bob Miller.
Yes.
Pete Barnwell.
Yes.
Glenn Buff.
Yes.
A.C. Hall.
Yes.
Charles Moss, John Falk.
Yes.
Bill Addison.
Yes.
Bruno Leon.
Yes.
Gerald Schiff. Sam Hodges.
I'm sorry, who?
Gerald Schiff.
Oh, Gerald, yes.
Buddy Blue.
Yep.
Ralph Bansback.
Buddy Blue, yes.
Chet Parker.
Yes.
Lib Lee.
Yes.
Donald Jackson.
Yes.
Dave Oden.
Yes.
Henry Klein.
Yes.
Fred Taylor. Gene Jones, you already mentioned.
Yeah, Fred Taylor, yes.
Jack Shriver.
Yes.
Morris Nakayama.
Yes.
Alvis George.
Yes.
Raymond Sawyer.
Yes.
Here they all are, and maybe you're one of the people in this photo.
No, I'm not in this. I'm not in this photo.
Okay.
When you read me all those names, I remembered all of them, yes.
So you went to work for Terry Wall
for about a year and a half. A year and a half.
And then what happened?
I went around town interviewing some of the officers, architects' officers in town.
That would be like Haskins and Rice?
Haskins and Rice.
Holloway and Reeves?
Holloway and Reeves, yes. But anyway, I went to work for Page and Smith, Jesse Page.
And Owen Smith.
Owen Smith. And I worked in their office, that office, for about 2 years and 2 months. 2 years and 2 or 3 months.
Was that in Owen's house?
No, it was a residence that they had their office in on Franklin Street. Here in Raleigh, it'd be South Franklin Street, south of Hillsborough Street and Morgan. Whether they owned the house or not, I don't know. I don't remember. But it was in a house or a residence. They had turned into an architectural office. And there were about, they had five drafting types in the drafting room, including myself and Owen Smith and Jesse Page did some drawings themselves, but they mostly just ran the whole office. After that, I went to work for Leif Vallon Architect in Cameron Village and worked in that office for about 12 years.
So you worked for him, I guess, through the time when his wife ran for Congress? Wyoming?
Probably so. I don't remember. Wyoming ran for something. I guess it was. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that in so many years. I'd forgotten all about it. But I don't remember what year it was.
What buildings did you work on at Vallon's office?
I can't even remember them all. Now, Leif Vallon was the original Cameron Village architect who, Willie York with York Construction Company, was looking for a permanent architect for his Cameron Village development. And through Ed Richards, a developer in Raleigh. He learned about Lee Fallon in the New York firm. So they started talking about Lee Fallon coming to Raleigh, which he did, and brought his family, moved permanently to Raleigh, and started work on the original work on the Cameron Village Shopping Center. Now, I was still in school at that time. I hadn't graduated. This is when the commercial shopping center of Cameron Village was started.
It started in 48, I think, originally, didn't it?
No, it was before then.
Before 48?
Yeah, it was around probably 47. Well, Lee Fallon, the architect, was here probably almost a year, preparing drawings and things like that before the construction actually started.
Well, York and Fallon, besides the shopping center, did a bunch of the buildings along Oberlin Road and down along Wade Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you work in any of those, like the Bar Association building, for example?
Yes. And in that same particular area on what's now Wade Avenue, there were a couple of other buildings, smaller buildings that I worked on. And I can't even remember now who the original client was.
Well, the Bar Association might be one of them. That was at 1025 Wade Avenue.
Yeah.
You would have worked on it with Dick Bell for landscape design.
Yeah, Dick Bell worked with us a lot on landscape design. But back in Fallon's office, working in the, he had about, in his drafting rooms, he always had about six or seven men working on the drawing board. And when I went to work for him, Jim Scoville was in Fallon's office, was already registered as an architect. First drugstore Banks Carr had was in Cameron Village, and I worked on his drawings. For instance.
Oh, Smith designed a house for Banks Carr.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't remember, or I didn't know that. Maybe I didn't know it, but yeah, I guess he did.
So after working for Lee Fallon, where did you go then?
I was, of course, 12 years or so later, a registered architect. And another boy in working in Fallon's office, Russell White, and I left Fallon's office and started a small firm on our own, White and Slack Architects, and rented a couple of rooms on Johnson Street.
Right down from the Texaco?
Well, it was in a building that was directly across the street from Mitchell Funeral Home.
Okay. So you were like in the 700 block of Johnson Street. Those little two-story buildings, you were maybe on the second floor?
On the first, when we first moved in and set up, we were in a couple of rooms on the first floor. And we were in those two rooms about 1 year. An architect that had space on the second floor of that building, he was one of the older architects in Raleigh.
Victor Cole.
What?
Victor Cole.
I guess that could have been, he was older, of course, yep. Architect.
Victor Cole and my dad had offices up there.
Oh, is that right?
And my dad moved out to have an office on Boylan.
Yeah, I didn't realize your dad had been up there. We worked on a number of jobs, any kind of job that had a little money in it or a dollar in it. But we did some school work, we did some strip shopping center work.
What are some of the projects that you did?
Did a strip shopping center in Beaufort, North Carolina. Did a strip shopping center in the main, downtown main part of Moorhead. And the major tenant in that shopping center was Belk Store. And then we did a couple of branch banks over on the cross, over on the beach, Atlantic Beach area. And during a number of years, Russell and I did probably five or six branch banks for First Citizens Bank. And then we did some renovation work in First Citizens Bank downtown. Then we started doing some branch bank work for Fidelity Bank from Fuquay, Verena. And we did about 12 or 13 banks for branch banks for Fidelity Bank in Fuquay. And then we also did their main office, including the lower level, which was half underground, was a four-story office building for Fidelity Bank in Fuquay. We did that building. And the branch banks are around in the state. I can't remember them all right now to mention them.
And you stayed in that office on Johnson Street for a long time.
Stayed there for a long time. Russell White and I were together for about 42 years. And can't remember the exact year now. Russell started having a lot of trouble with his back and that sort of thing. Finally got sick enough that he quit coming to the office and he would do work at home. And we were still partners together. He would do work at home. And I was keeping the office open on Johnson Street. And we did in Beaufort, town of Beaufort, did an apartment project, some apartment buildings in Beaufort, did some apartment projects in various places. One group was in the edge of Edville, not too far from Fort Bragg. And mentioning Fort Bragg, we did some armories for the state of North Carolina military department. We did about 6 or 7 armories of varying size during that period.
Looking back, what are some of your favorite buildings that you designed?
Well, there were 5 story buildings over near North Hills.
Were they office buildings?
Yeah, they were office buildings.
Like over on Computer Drive, Barrett Drive?
Barrett Drive. And we did a 10-story building or 10-story building over in the edge of Crabtree Shopping Center area that wasn't, we did the complete set of drawings and specs, but the 3 partners in the building project never built the building. And there's a big, the site, there's a big building been finished on it. That's a motel, I guess, or a hotel. I can't even remember the name of it now.
What about some of the buildings you actually completed? What was your favorite?
I'm trying to remember a bunch of them. One of our favorites was a home office for Fidelity in Fuquay. So many of our jobs were maybe somewhat small compared to the much bigger office. I can't remember them all now. Directly across the street, First Citizens, we did a lot of renovation work on the interior of the building across the street. It was a 5-story building. I can't remember now what it originally was, but it was up there and 3 or 4 doors north of that group of that building was the theater. What was the theater called? Turnage? What? No, theater downtown on Fifth.
The Ambassador? The State?
Ambassador Theater. I wish I could think of that original, what they call that original building. But of course the building's mass was still there. But we did renovation work on all 5 floors, considerable renovation work. And it became, I believe it was North Carolina Bank. No, maybe it might have been First Citizens that moved into that space. And of course First Citizens it was just across the street on the south side.
Now, when you turned 65, you didn't retire. You kept on going.
When I turned 65, I kept on going. And I retired 4 years ago.
So at 90, 91?
89. I'm 94 now, and I feel every bit of it. And that's why so much of my memory is not coming back real fast. But so many of the buildings I've worked on here in Raleigh, particularly Cameron Village area, has been torn down or been ripped apart and renovated for some other client. And Valen's office, I did a lot of work on the Velvet Cloak Inn on Hillsborough Street. The original Velvet Cloak Inn was much smaller than it was years later. And it was done in Valen's office before I went to work for Leif Valen. But I worked on the Velvet Cloak Inn when it had 3 additions to it, which were all rental quarters, and also elevated steel swimming pool and that sort of thing in the rear court. So now that on Hillsborough Street, now they're tearing all that, they've torn all that
yes,
down.
Yes, they have.
They're putting up something else. It's housing, I think. I drive by there and I just can't believe that big torn down motel project. Russell White and I did YMCA.
Is that for Wyatt Taylor?
Yeah, Wyatt Taylor was still head of the Raleigh YMCA at that time. This YMCA was out I guess Six Forks Road.
Oh, that was the one, the Finley?
Finley Family YMCA.
Yeah.
We did that job, which I'm proud of. I haven't been there in a long time. I don't know whether they've added much to it or not.
Now, when you retired, what happened to all your records and plans and things?
Well, that's a good question, and I'll have to expound on that. It took me about 3 or 3.5 weeks to get out of that office. I had finally decided, well, I still enjoyed working on the drawing board and designing and drawing up projects and that sort of thing, but I had gotten sick and tired of all the other paperwork. They changed code book every year. They changed things in the code books every year, and you had to try to keep up with all that all the time. And the many projects, particularly town or state projects, you had to do so much extra paperwork. I'm not talking about standard specifications
right.
for a project and that sort of thing, or drawings. It was all this extra paperwork. And sometimes, some of the paperwork, you'd have to get together with the engineers on the project just to fill out the dead blame paperwork and submit it to the State of Construction Department of the State of North Carolina or any other municipality.
So what happened to your records when you closed the office?
So a lot of my project records, they were too much to bring home, and I threw them away and ended up in the dumpster dumpster in the rear of the building. Now, I kept records projects that were 7 years old, and they're right now, those records are downstairs in my basement, and in 4 years, I don't know whether I'll last another 3 years or not. And somebody in my family, assuming I still own this house, that somebody in the family have to go down there and throw all that stuff out. But the main thing, I think you understand what I'm talking about, 7 years.
Right.
The statute of limitations.
But did you keep old, like, photographs or project lists?
Project lists, I just eventually threw all that stuff away. It was getting too much to bring in here. Well, I selected a number of projects, drawings, not every one, but a number of, several of them, several projects, and took them to NC State.
Okay.
I also took some of the drafting room furniture.
But they'll come to your house and take things away from you so your family won't have to go through them.
But I took some drafting stools and lamp to NC State School of Architecture and those drawings. And I gave them some photographs, and I don't remember what else I gave them.
What year was that?
About 5 years, 4 years ago. Well, 4 years ago would be...
2013.
13, I read, something like that. It was either 12 or 13 or maybe 14. And in the office, I had some nice furniture, several standard drawing boards and that sort of thing. And I couldn't even give them away.
No, they've been obsolete for a long time.
Yeah.
Did you convert over to CAD at all when that came along?
Russell White and I decided, of course, we didn't really know what was going to happen. But when all that started, he and I, most of the time we'd have a draftsman or two helping us. But we were doing all the drawing work. And we didn't stop. We didn't have time to stop and learn how to use computers and all that stuff. So we just didn't get into it.
Did you ever start using email and things like that?
No. So I'm an old architect, about as old as one can be. And, of course, my license, I haven't kept that in. Each year, I haven't kept paying the... I got home, and I said, that's it. But I'm repeating myself, but those 3 or 4 weeks were just about as hard as doing anything else I'd ever done, trying to get rid of everything.
When you drive around Raleigh now, what are some of the buildings that you like, the new buildings that have gone up?
There've been, downtown Raleigh, been some new office building work. I don't care too much about it, architecture-wise. And a lot of the multi-story apartments, I'm not all that care too much about them. They all look alike.
Give me the stuff you like, Gil.
You mentioned the stuff I like. I'm trying to think of something I like. I really like. And it's hard to remember something.
Have you seen this little house up here on Nottingham?
Nottingham.
You go up Lake Boone just a block or two and turn left on Nottingham?
Oh, yeah, left on Nottingham. Yes, I've seen that house.
Do you like
that
one?
Yeah, I like it. Okay, all right. Uh-huh. And it's more modernistic or modern than anything else, residential-wise. And the new North Carolina architecture building that was built on...
Peace Street.
Well, I kind of like it, but I haven't met anybody else that likes it. Now, there are a lot of people I haven't met, I realize that. But I've talked to so many people that absolutely do not like that building. But I like it all right.
Okay.
Because I understand how it ended up the way it looked.
Well, Raleigh's not ever really warm to modernist architecture over the years.
No.
You've certainly seen that.
I've certainly seen that. In Vallon's office, back working in Vallon's office, we did some fairly good-sized residences. I can't remember now. I can't remember the name of them.
You might have designed the house for James Pointer, the attorney, over on Smead's place.
Might have been done in Vallon's office. I don't remember that being done in Vallon's office.
Did you have any kids, Gil?
No, we didn't have any children. My wife died 22 years ago.
Okay.
Well, we didn't have any children. So I've been living here by myself ever since.
Did you design the Kid Brewer house up above Crabtree?
No.
That was 1956.
Yeah.
What about the house for Willie York out on Pleasant Valley Drive? That was 63.
It could have been done, could very well have been done in Vallon's office, but I don't remember.
What about the Willie York house on Newton Road near Ravenscroft?
No, that had already been done when I went to work for Vallon.
Yeah, Vallon did Cameron Village office buildings, apartments, Inlow High School, the Federal Building, North Ridge Country Club, North Hills Shopping Center, the Central Raleigh Y, the Velvet Cloak, the State Administration Building, the Raleigh Women's Club, and St. Michael's Episcopal Church. Now, were you there when Nelson Benzing came in?
Yeah.
And
I left Allen's office in January 67.
So Benzing came in 69. And then he had...
Benzing came in permanently around 69.
Okay.
But Benzing, prior to that, was in and out some.
Fallon, he had polio? Is that what he had?
Lee Fallon, his leg, no, we never thought of it as polio, but I'm a darn fine. Can't remember now.
What he had.
It was something like polio.
And he died in 85.
Yeah, he's buried not far from my wife out at Mont Lawn. And I don't know whatever happened to Wyveen. They had two children.
One of them became an architect.
Yeah.
Mark.
No, the older boy. The younger boy was the architect. I guess that was Mark. And the older boy, I can't remember his name.
Wyveen died in 2006. She is buried in Wilmington.
Oh, really?
She married Leaf in the early 40s. She ran for the House of Representatives in the early 1960s. No, wait a second. She's buried here in Raleigh.
Maybe she's buried near Leaf out at Mont Lawn.
Yes, because I've got a picture of it right here.
Yeah, okay. They're about, maybe 150 feet or something like that away from where my wife Dot buried and where I'll be buried when my time comes.
You're hanging in there pretty well.
I've done fairly well under my circumstance. I never thought, like the average person I would think, I never thought about how long I was going to live. In the later years, I realized you don't want to know, you shouldn't know when you're going to die. Because if you had to live with that before, I don't know how you would. And I do pretty good now. My worst situation is I have lower back, I have arthritis in my lower back and hip, and that's the most uncomfortable thing that I'm living with. And I'm old enough now that I can't walk too fast or take too long a step, so I get off balance.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to fall. So I shuffle along. My eyes are as old as I am. Both eyes of it had cataract operation.
So do you hang out with Gene Jones at all?
Not as much recently as I used to. Gene, when he and his wife Ann got back from his service, I think I mentioned he went to work Carter. and worked with him before him for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, after Turner died, Turner, Carter's brother, died, I don't remember when it was, but how long he stayed there in the old office before he died, Turner died, can't remember. But they kept running the office. Macon Smith, Alvis Owen worked in Carter Williams' office quite a few years.
Alvis George,
for several years. I think maybe he'd gone. But Macon and Gene and one or two other people I didn't even know continued to run the office, and then they finally closed it. I can't remember when Macon died.
He died about 6 years ago.
Well, he died after they had closed Carter's office.
Yes, yes. I had dinner one night with Macon and Owen Smith. That was quite a dinner.
Yeah, I guess so. But Carter did this house for, if I can get my memory to work, the boy was manager of Piggly Wiggly at Five Points. Now, why can't I remember his name? I bought the house from that couple.
I will tell you.
His wife worked with...
You bought it from Elmo and Alice Williams.
Yeah, Elmo and Alice Williams. Alice worked for a bank. Worked for a bank downtown. They were in Cameron Village, too. It was a savings bank. Elmo and Alice had adopted one job when they had this house built. Macon Smith and Turner's initials are on the original drawings for this house.